As we're approaching Chavei Shvat, we know that famous Sicha B'choy Yiverech Yisrael, this was a Kuntuz the Rebbe gave out. It's printed in Sefer HaSichas, Tavshin and Beis, where the Rebbe says here that Chavei Shvat was a major turning point in the whole process of Bias Mashiach. First, we have on page 348, where the Rebbe says that there are three general tkufis, three general eras. One is Tavshin Yud, Yud Shvat Tavshin Yud, the 10th day of Shvat, in the year Tavshin Yud, the 10th year. And that's the Siyum Atkufa, the end of the completion of the Avodah of the Friedrich Rebbe. And that's Yud Shvat Tavshin Yud, that's connected to the number Yud. And then the second Kuf is the following day, Achad Aso, the 11th day of Shvat. And the Rebbe says mainly is the 11th day of Shvat and the 11th year Tavshin Yud Aleph. And that was the beginning of a new era. That's the beginning of the 7th generation from the Alter Rebbe, or the 9th generation from the Baal Shem Tov. In other words, that on that day the Rebbe accepted leadership. Yud Aleph Shvat, that's the day the Rebbe accepted leadership. So therefore, it means that on Yud Aleph Shvat began the new generation. The generation of the Alter Rebbe, of the Friedrich Rebbe, was completed on Yud Shvat, and the generation of the Rebbe began on Yud Aleph Shvat. And the difference is, Yud Shvat is the completion of the Avodah of Golus. And Yud Aleph Shvat, the Rebbe's generation, is already the beginning of the light of Geula shining in the world. Then the Rebbe says there's a third Kufa, a third era. What's the third era? The third era begins with Chavei Shvat, the Amos Talkus of the Rebbe. And this alone is quite amazing to see. Now the Rebbe puts these three things in the same category. Yud Shvat, Yud Aleph Shvat, and Chavei Shvat. The Rebbe connects it all to the numbers Yud and Yud Aleph. That Yud Shvat is the 10th day in the 11th month. Yud Aleph Shvat is the 11th day in the 11th month and the 11th year, Tavshin Yud Aleph. And then Chavei Shvat is two times Yud Aleph. And the Rebbe goes into the Sikh at length, what Yud represents and what Yud Aleph represents. And the main thrust of the Sikh is that Yud is the Shleimus of the Avodah of Golus. That Avodah of Golus is complete when we reach the number Yud, that we finish all 10 aspects that are possible to complete, which is the 10 spheres. So what's Yud Aleph? Yud Aleph is when we go beyond nature. And Yud Aleph is basically the union of Mashiach and Geula and so on. So then the Rebbe says that the third Kufa, in other words, the Rebbe equates Chavei Shvat, that it's in the same category as Yud Shvat and Yud Aleph Shvat. So that means that Chavei Shvat was a major, major turning point, and there should be no doubt left. What does the Rebbe mean that it's a new era? It's a new era regarding Mashiach. So a few pages later, on page 354, the Rebbe says, uses the words, that on Chavei Shvat, that's the final stage, the final phase in preparing the world to the Geula. And then the Rebbe explains why is it that Dafke, the third phase and the final phase, is through a woman, Dafke. And the Rebbe explains because of the whole idea of Zchus Noshen Tzidkonius, Nigul Avaseidim in Mitzrayim, that it's all the power of the woman, and so on and so forth. So just to go a little bit into what can we say about Chavei Shvat, at least to the way we perceive things. In other words, Yud Shvat, we saw a major, major difference. The Friedrich Rebbe was nostalgic. Couldn't be anything more major than that. That there was the stalkers of the Nasi Hadoir. So that's the most major thing that can happen. We can see that this is a major event. And we also understand how the union of Estalkus means that that's the day of the completion of the Avodah, and it brings the world to a new level of perfection, like Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the day of Estalkus of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and yet it's considered the day of Matan Torah, of Pnimius HaTorah. It brought the world to a very high level of perfection. Yud Aleph Shvat, that's the day that the Rebbe became Rebbe. So that's the new Nesius and the new generation. What did we see after Chavei Shvat? that's so radical and so different that we can say that it's equal to Yitzhak or Yitzhak. It's just a third phase. And not only that, the Rebbe says it's the final phase. So the truth is, if we observe how the Rebbe did things after Chav Beis Shvat, we see many things that the Rebbe did differently after Chav Beis Shvat than he did before Chav Beis Shvat. So we see clearly that there was a major change in the Rebbe's hanhagim. Just to mention a few things. One of the things are, we see that the Rebbe started to farbring every single Shabbos. Up until then, the Rebbe only farbring on special occasions. Shabbos Mevorchim was a regular thing. Chav Beis Shvat, the Rebbe began farbring every single Shabbos. And even though the Rebbe did this once before, and that was the year of the Stalkers of Rebbe Tzinchana, but then the Rebbe did it for a year, and when the year was over, the Rebbe went back to the other Seder for bringing once in a while Shabbos Mevorchim, or when there's a special date. Chav Beis Shvat, the Rebbe began to farbring every Shabbos, and that's the way it remained until Chav Zayin Adar. Every single Shabbos it was a farbring. Another thing is that the Rebbe began to publicize the Farbrengens in the newspaper. That started a little bit before, but such an inyan that every single, we know Bechlau, the Rebbe didn't edit the Sichas. The Sichas were written, and they were only edited later when it was supposed to be given out to become part of a Sefer. But when the Rebbe said a Farbrengen Shabbos, after Shabbos it was never edited. That was a new thing that began in the recent years. So from Chav Beis Shvat and on, we had a situation where every single Shabbos there was a Farbrengen, and every single Shabbos the Rebbe edited the Farbrengen. So these are things which the Rebbe began to do, which was more than what the Rebbe did before. Another thing was also the dollars. And even though the Rebbe gave dollars out before, after Chav Beis Shvat, the Rebbe started to give out dollars much more often and on a much more regular. And it meant that there was a more of a connection with the Rebbe, with every single individual as an individual. It was an opportunity for us. Another thing was, this is where we see something in the reverse direction, things that the Rebbe stopped doing. Every single Shabbos, especially since Chav Hei, since the Stalkers of Rebbe Tzinchana, the Farbrengen had a certain order, a certain structure, at least to our eyes. Every Shabbos the Rebbe would give over a Rashi Sicha. Then at a later point the Rebbe started to say every single Shabbos a Sicha on the Kutalevi Yitzchak. Then when the Rebbe came out with Rambam, every Shabbos there was a Sicha on Rambam. And that was a very regular thing. After Chav Beis Shvat, the Farbrengen changed so radically, so drastically, that the Rebbe stopped the Rashi Sichas, the Pirkei Avos Sichas, the Rambam Sichas. The Sichas were different. The regular Seder for years that the Rebbe had and how a Farbrengen was set up changed. Also in terms of Maimarim, the Rebbe stopped saying Maimarim. After Chav Beis Shvat, the Rebbe no longer said a Maimar. There were three exceptions that happened later, where the Rebbe said a maimer once, Erev Pesach, and Achar Shapesach, and Erev Shavuos. But before and after, the Rebbe never said a maimer again. We don't understand. What's the connection? Why? Because of Chav Beis Shvat, the Rebbe stopped saying maimarim. But that was another thing that changed. On the other hand, the Rebbe was magia maimarim. In other words, the Rebbe edited the maimarim very regular after Chav Beis Shvat. In writing, they came out more often than ever before. And probably from Chav Beis Shvat until Chav Zayin Adar, there were more maimarim that was edited in those 2 or 3 years. It's 4 years. In those 4 years, probably more than all the years together from Tavshin Yud until then. So on one hand, the Rebbe stopped saying maimarim completely, not Yud Shvat, not Yutis Kislev, not Yontif, all the days that all the Rabbeim from the times of the Alter Rebbe, they always said a maimar. The Rebbe stopped. Yet in writing, the Rebbe gave out more maimarim and edited maimarim more than before. Of course, the Rebbe stopped farbrengen during the week. What is that? What's the connection? Why? Only Shabbos farbrengen. During the week, the Rebbe used to speak from the front, from a shtender, and no more farbrengen by the table. How do you explain that? What could be the connection? What's the reason? So, we're not shy to explain. We just see from this that after Chav Beishvat there was a major change. The Rebbe didn't change one detail, two details. A major change in the Rebbe's Hanhaga. And when we see a major change in the Rebbe's Hanhaga, that means that spiritually the Chassidim always knew that if the Rebbe did something different, even a hairline of something different, they already knew something is going on differently on a higher level. So Lach has come of a Kama when we see such major differences, that obviously there's something going on a plane and on a level that we can't relate to, but certainly something has changed drastically. Only later, Tavshin Nun Beis, 4 years later, did the Rebbe say in the Sicha, what changed? We entered a new phase 4 years ago in terms of preparing the world for the final phase for Gula. And that happened on Chav Beishvat. And again, it's not Chas V'Shalom that we can understand these things, because when we talk about a Rebbe, it's way, way above our understanding. Like the Alter Rebbe once said, Tzemach Tzedek said, that he heard from the Alter Rebbe about Rav Shlomo Karliner. Rav Shlomo Karliner was a Polish Rebbe, but a very, very big Baal Mitzvah. He used to perform miracles in an amazing way, very open miracles. There's that famous story with the Chassid of the Alter Rebbe, that Rav Shlomo Karliner tried to get him to become his Chassid. And one of the things that he did, he performed open miracles in front of his eyes. He was riding with him in a wagon, and they had Kvitsa Derech. He actually saw with his eyes how they were just skipping over fields and valleys. He did the miraculous thing that the Baal Shem Tov used to do. Nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe said that Rav Shlomo Karliner steht a tefach hechef in der Erd. He's one tefach off the ground, and he could sweep nature like somebody sweeps things away with a broom. In other words, to him, the limitations of nature are so insignificant, he can just push it aside like we push things away with the broom. How high was he? A tefach hechef in der Erd. One tefach off the ground. Then the Alter Rebbe concluded, and there are other neshamas that they're alpayim amah hechef in der Erd. Alpayim amah means 2,000 amas. Amah consists of 5 or 6 tvachim. Tefach is a handbreadth. So amah is 5 or 6 tvachim. Alpayim amah is the number for where you need a Ruvach HaTzedus. So the difference between alpayim amah, 2,000 amas, and a tefach is an enormous difference. So the Alter Rebbe said he was a tefach of the ground, and there are other neshamas that they're alpayim amah above the ground. So Tzemach Tzedek said the Alter Rebbe was referring to himself. For it's not Chas V'Shalom that we're making an attempt to understand what, when, where, how. When the Rebbe says something, we try to understand as much as possible the Rebbe's words and what the Rebbe is saying. But what we can know is what we see with our eyes, that there was a major change in the Rebbe's Hanhoga. On the other hand, we try to ask ourselves, so what did we see after Chav Beishvat that was so major in terms of the union of Mashiach? Where did we see that phase, that change? So the truth is, again, Lav Dafki, that we saw it, who says that we could see, who says we know what to see, who knows we know where to look and how to look, but at least on a level that we can relate to, is after Chav Beishvat, what we saw in the world, Tav Shemem Ches, that was precisely the time that there were major changes taking place in Russia. The Rebbe made it clear that the downfall of communism and eventually the total non-existent entity of the Soviet Union was not stam a political change. This is part of the process of the Hizgalos of Mashiach. That this force which opposed Yiddishkeit for 70 years finally became eliminated. So when exactly was this going on? This started with the rise of Gorbachev to power, and that was mamish in this time, Tavshin Chav Beis, Tavshin Mem Ches, Chav Beis Shvat, that second half of the year. That's more or less where things started to progress and advance, and eventually, by Tavshin Nun, that's already when the Berlin Wall came down and so on. Tavshin Nun summer, which means 2.5 years later, after Chav Beis Shvat, that's when Iraq invaded Kuwait. And that's when the Rebbe already made the announcement, Bonai Altiro Igiaz Man Gulaschem. Now the Rebbe announced openly that the time of Gula has already arrived. And that was then. And then after that, there was just one event after another event where the Rebbe pointed out, but we see that it all started in this time of the year after Chav Beis Shvat. But we can also connect it to another thing, and that is that after Chav Beis Shvat, there were two sikhs right after Chav Beis Shvat that stood out in a very strong way. One sikh was Chav Hei Adar, the 25th of Adar. That's when the Rebbe introduced Miftza Yemeletz. The Rebbe introduced a new mitzvah. Even though the Rebbe always encouraged us observe Yom Haledes, which is very different the way things were done years ago, because in previous generations Yom Haledes was not necessarily something which we observed. But the Rebbe showed that it's always been something the Rabbeim always observed Yom Haledes, but it was done secretly. And now the time has come to come out with it in the open. And the Rebbe came out with a mitzvah with 10 points. What should be done on a birthday? Very big mitzvah. That was one thing. Chofei Adar. Chofei Adar, that means we're talking about a little bit over Shloshim, right after Chofei Shvat. And then, a few weeks later, not even a few weeks, it's about a week later, was the famous Sicha of Beis Nissen. Beis Nissen was the Sicha where the Rebbe said that it's 68 years from the Friedrich Rebbe's Nesius. 68 is Begematria Chaim, and this is the time of Achai Yitin Alibay. So therefore, the time has now come that we have to be Machriz Yechi HaMelech, and this Achraz of Yechi HaMelech, this is going to bring this Galus of Mashiach, and this is going to bring the Kitzav Ranu Sheikh Neof. So, in a certain way, we can say, looking at these two Sikhas, we can see something major that changed after Chof Beis Shvat. Because only later, again, 4 years later, Tavshin Nun Beis, the Rebbe gave a Sikha, Shabbos Parshas told us. In that Sikha, the Rebbe explained both in Yonim, explained what the significance of a birthday. And the Rebbe explained what's the significance of the announcement of Yechi HaMelech. Which Sikha? I'm referring to the Sikha Parshas told us, Tavshin Nun Beis. Well, the Rebbe in that Sikha goes on to explain what is the difference between the first day of the month and the 15th of the month. We learned the Sikha numerous times here in this class. Well, the Rebbe raises the question, why is it that the Geula is compared to the birth of the month? Asidim l'shchadish kemeisa. We will be renewed like the new moon is renewed. Why shouldn't it be more appropriate, more suitable to compare Geula to the 15th of the month? The 15th of the month when the moon shines the brightest. And when Mashiach comes, we'll be shining the brightest. The world will be shining the brightest. Especially the Yidna compared to the moon will then be in our full brightness. On Rosh Chodesh, it's true that it's renewed, but the brightness is hardly there. There's hardly a speck of light. And the Rebbe goes on to explain the difference between Rosh Chodesh and Tezvav. And the Rebbe explains that Rosh Chodesh is the birth of the moon, that's the beginning. And Tezvav, that's the point where the brightest light of the moon is shining. And in the language of Chassidus, the Rebbe explains, Rosh Chodesh is the birth of the etzem, of the essence. Without the essence, you can't have anything else. There's no such thing as light, a dim light, a bright light, the brightest light. First, you have to have the core. You have to have the essence, the source. Once you have the essence, then that can grow into a brighter light and a brighter light and a brighter light. But without the core, you have nothing. So that's the difference between Rosh Chodesh and Tezvav. The mile of Rosh Chodesh is that's the birth of the Etzem, which is the beginning of all beginnings and the core of all cores. That's where it all starts from. The mile of Tezvav is when you're dealing with the light of the moon, so there are different levels of light, and on the 15th the light is the brightest. So that's what the Rebbe says regarding the moon. Then the Rebbe says this also applies to us, to people, that when a person wakes up in the morning, when we wake up, that's the gilui of our etzem. That's when the essence comes into being. We just woke up. As the day goes on, the person starts speaking and davening and learning and does mitzvahs. That's like the light of the moon shining. And the Rebbe goes into this even in more detail and says, what does he mean by saying the etzem is born in the morning? What do we mean when we say the etzem? Usually in Chassidus, when we talk about the neshama, and we talk about the essence of the neshama, that's synonymous with saying the yechida. The yechida is the etzem. And it says so in Chassidus, that when we say the words Maidani in the morning, that's connected to yechida. And that's why Maidani, you don't have to wash, you don't wash your hands. You wash your hands after Maidani, because when the yechida is revealed, the yechida can become tameh. There's nothing in the world that can touch the yechida, can contaminate it, to weaken it, to hurt it. So therefore we say Maidani davke with tameh deke hands to show that the yechida can be touched. So the Rebbe says when you say Maidani, that's yechida. But there's something even before yechida. What is that? That's the etzem of the neshama. And when is that revealed? That's the moment you wake up. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Mishanir Mishnase, when a person wakes up, the first thing they say is Maidani. So the Rebbe explains the waking up, that's the etzem. And saying Maidani, that's already the Yechidah. So in this Sikha, the Rebbe is really introducing a point which is different than what we're used to learning and hearing, that the Yechidah is really the essence of the Neshama. The Rebbe says, no, there are five names. The Yechidah is one of the five names. If we can say that the Yechidah is the name of the Neshama, by definition, that means it's not the essence of the Neshama, it's only a name. So therefore, Yechidah is the highest level, but it's not the essence. What's the essence? That's called the Etzem of the Neshama. And that comes to a person when they wake up in the morning. When they say Maidani, that's already revelation, that's light. So that means the Rebbe is comparing the birth of the moon to the birth of a person every single day when we wake up in the morning. And the light of the moon, that's the Aveda, which begins with Maidani and continues. So in a sense, the birth of the moon, the Rebbe says, that's the time that the Etzem of a Yid is Nizgala, on Rish Chodesh. It's like what happens in the morning when you wake up. And then the Rebbe goes on to the third example. And that is, in the life of a person, there's the youth, or the childhood, and the adulthood. When a person is an adult, that's when you're developed. Your intellect, your emotion, your faculties, that's the light. And when a person is a child, and especially when a person is born, what comes with birth? The essence. In fact, that's why children, by them, the Yechidah is more revealed than by adults. So that means that by a younger person, and clearly this is also related to the union of a birthday. So what happens every year on a birthday, what happened the first moment of birth repeats itself every time. What is it? The gilui of the etzem of the neshama. So the Rebbe here is introducing that there's something higher than Yechidah, that's the etzem of the neshama. Then the Rebbe goes on to say that the same applies to Mashiach. That Mashiach, there's also the essence of Mashiach, and there's the light of Mashiach. The light of Mashiach, these are all the things that Mashiach will accomplish. He'll build the Beis HaMikdash, he'll fight the wars, he'll bring all the Yidden from all over the world to Eretz Yisrael, he'll bring all the Yidden to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. That's the light. The essence is the initial beginning of Mashiach, the initial hisgalus of Mashiach, that's the etzem. And the Rebbe reiterates, this is not the Yechidah, there's something deeper than Yechidah, this is really the etzem. So even though until now the Rebbe kept saying the word Yechidah, but the Rebbe says what it really means is not the Yechidah, but deeper than Yechidah, the Etzem. And the same applies to us as individuals. Every Yid has a spark of Mashiach in them. And that spark of Mashiach, if I develop that, it'll help the Mashiach HaKloli to become Nizgala. How do I develop the spark of Mashiach in me? So basically all the things that I've been told is learning Yonah Mashiach HaGula, Amun and Mashiach. But what is the spark of Mashiach? That's Yechidah. The Rebbe said this numerous times. Here in the Sikha, the Rebbe says, no, the spark of Mashiach in me is not only Yechidah, it's something deeper than Yechidah. It's the Etzem of the Neshama. So we see that in this Sikha, where the Rebbe says, this is the meaning of the announcement of Yechi HaMelech. That when you just make the announcement and you say Yechi Adoni HaMelech David Lo'olam, by making this announcement, what we're doing is we're being megala the etzem of Mashiach, which is even higher than Yechidah. And once that's revealed, everything else will fall into place. The light will come. First we need the birth, and then we have everything else. So that means that the hakraz of Yechi HaMelech brings about the etzem of Yechidah, and it also helps develop the etzem of my Yechidah, my neshama, which is a spark of Mashiach within me. So in a certain way, perhaps this is, it appears to be the difference. We know that Chassidus B'chlau is always geared to, and the Chassidus is all about the Yechidah. It says that the Baal Shem Tov and the Mezritcha Magid and the older Rabbeim, what they did was they revealed the Yechidah. Up until the times of the Baal Shem Tov, people had the ability mainly to reveal the Nefesh, Ruach and Neshama. The Baal Shem Tov, through Chassidus, began to reveal the Yechidah. And that's why we learn Chassidus, because Chassidus is the Yechidah of Torah. And this is also the reason why there's so much emphasis on Simcha. When a person is besimcha and a person is able to develop simcha, they're also connecting to their yechida. That's why simcha peretz geder. Simcha breaks all barriers, because yechida is unlimited. And when yechida is revealed, it breaks all barriers. And the Rebbe of the Baal Shem Tov, his name was Achi HaShiloini. And when the Baal Shem Tov spoke about him, and in the Sikhs, they referred to him as the Baal Chai. Why Baal Chai? So it says that the word Chai, Ches Yud, is Rosh Tevis, Chaya and Yechida. In other words, the Baal Shem Tov was the one that revealed the Chaya and Yechida of a Yid. And that's why now we're capable of learning Chassidus and living the life of a Chassidus. Before, it wasn't the time, because before, the Yechida wasn't revealed yet, so we weren't capable of reaching that level. And that's the reason why the Baal Shem Tov was born on Chayelol, also Ches Yud. And that's where the Baal Shem Tov began to reveal Chassidus on Chayelol, and learned with Achi HaShileini on Chayelol. It's all about the union of Chay, Ches Yud, to reveal the Chay and Yechida in our Neshama. So, this is the way it's always been understood, and this is the way it's always been learned about in the Sikhis, that when you learn Chassidus and you conduct yourself in Darkei Chassidus and you mekusha to the Rebbe, what is kasha to the Rebbe? Also the same thing. The Rebbe is the Yechida of Klal Yisrael, and by being mekusha to the Rebbe, it reveals the Yechida within us. But here, the Rebbe is introducing a new thing, and that is that not only Yechida is Be'ez Galus, but something deeper than Yechida, which is the Etzem. And that etzem, that's the spark of Mashiach in every one of us. And that etzem, that's the spark, that's also the isgalus of Mashiach on a larger scale, of Mashiach himself. So, from the fact that after Chav Beis Shvat, that's when the Rebbe gave the Sikha about birthdays, celebrating birthdays. And that's when the Rebbe gave the Sikha about the announcement of Yechi HaMelech. What it appears from that is that, what is the new era that became Nizgala here? The idea that now we can not only access Yechida, we can access the Etzem of our Neshama, which is the real source of the spark of Mashiach within every one of us. Bring that out in Melech HaMashiach, and that's what's ultimately going to bring the changes in the world. And Mepashas, this is also, you know, the last Maimon that the Rebbe gave out was the Maimon called Atat Tzava. There are many details in that Maimon. But the main thrust of the Maimah, the thread from the beginning to the end, the Maimah talks about two possibilities, how a Yid can have this unconditional emun in Hashem. And he says one possibility is it comes from the fact that the Neshama, Lamaila, there's a part of our Neshama which is Lamaila, and that part of the Neshama which is Lamaila sees godliness. And because the Neshama sees godliness, therefore it's certain about Hashem, and that certainty is projected into the Neshama that we feel. So therefore every Yid feels certain about Hashem, has a strong Amunah, and nothing can stop him. Even though I don't see with my eyes, but my Neshama sees. And because my Neshama sees, I feel very certain. Which part of my Neshama sees? That's the Yechida. Then the Rebbe says there's another level, a higher level of Amunah, which is not even because my Neshama sees, but it's because my Neshama is one with Hashem. By saying it's because the Neshama sees, by definition it means there are two things here. There's one thing that sees another thing. You when you talk about seeing, it's got to be something outside of yourself. So that indicates that I and Hashem are still two separate things, so I have to see Him. And if we're two separate things, there's still some remote possibility that something very strong or very powerful can come and make a separation. Of course, we are separate. But we talk about Amuna comes from a place because the Neshama and Hashem are one, an absolute oneness, then it's totally and completely and absolutely inseparable, and there's no Nisayin in the world that can tear us apart. And the way all Chassidim felt is the Maimer Atat Tzava, which the Rebbe gave out right before Chav Zayin Adar, was certainly a preparation for Chav Zayin Adar, that we're going to come to a time where the Amuna is going to be challenged in the most challenging way, and be very difficult. So the Rebbe gave this Maimer, handed it out to every man, woman, and child, which is a way of kind of investing that Amunah into us, that we have an unconditional Amunah, which comes from not the Yechida, but comes from the essence, which is even higher than Yechida, that essence which is one, absolute one with Hashem, and that brings us to an Amunah, which is the most unconditional kind of Amunah that can possibly be. And that Maimer, it's in a blue Maimer, was in a plastic, and the Rebbe gave out Lekach with it. It wasn't the normal time to give out lekach. It was a very strange thing. But it was all part of it. It was clear that Rebbe gave out lekach, I think, four times that year. Besides Erev Yom Kippur, three other times. I think with the pink pamphlet that gave out Chabei Shvat, there was also lekach. I know lekach usually is something because it's sweet, and it's supposed to indicate that we should have a sweet year. So obviously it has something to do with the sweetness, but what do we understand? Like a chassid once said, that when we look into Tanya, it's like a goat looks up at the moon. What does the goat understand? You look in the field, you see a goat looking up at the moon. The moon doesn't know from the goat, and the goat doesn't know from the moon. And that's how we look at these things. We have no concept, no clue what it really means. But one thing we do know is that being that the Rebbe is doing something unusual, we know that Baruchni, something's going on that's very unusual. So therefore, it appears to be that after Chabbei Shvat, the Rebbe says clearly, there was a new Hizgalus regarding Mashiach. So this is consistent with those Sichas, where the Rebbe says that there's something which could be revealed, which is even higher than Yechida, and that's the Etzem, and seemingly that's where we get the power and the strength to have our Amunah. And the strength, that's the Mashiach within us. And if we reveal that Mashiach in us, then that is all instrumental in bringing Mashiach. And we see also the Rebbe said, when the Rebbe spoke about Yechi HaMelech, the Rebbe said, number one, this brings out the Etzem of Mashiach. And the Rebbe said, what does it do in the world? It brings out Tchiyas HaMesim. In other words, it was something which we never heard this from the Rebbe before. There's something to do or something to say that's going to initiate Tchiyas HaMesim. When did the Rebbe say this? Right after Chabbei Shvat. It was something, I mean, everything the Rebbe spoke about, all the Mifzayim, they were all to initiate Geula. Like the Rebbe told us to learn Hilchos Beis HaBchira, that'll help build the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone should make their own house or their own room into a Beis Chabad, so we'll build the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe told us to make hakels. But as making hakel, gathering Yidden together and uniting, Hashem will gather together all Yidden from the whole world and we'll all be gathered together. When Mashiach comes, we'll conquer Eretz Yisrael. So we see the Rebbe already spoke about conquering Eretz Yisrael. All the sikhs about shtachim, not giving back. And the Rebbe literally had Eretz Yisrael in our hands through all the sikhs that the Rebbe spoke. Not physical war, but through the speaking that the Rebbe gave. And almost everything that we learn about that's going to happen when Mashiach comes, we see the Rebbe spoke about it and told us what is it that we can do to make that happen sooner. If we do A, B, and C, this will make the Beis HaMikdash. This will cause Kibbutz Golias. This will bring something else. But we never heard from the Rebbe, okay, do this and this to bring Tchiyas HaMesim. But that's really what the Rebbe said about Yechi HaMelech. That by announcing this announcement, it'll bring the Kitzur V'Rannu Sheikh Ne'af, or bring Tchiyas HaMesim. And it brings this galus of the Etzim of Mashiach. What does it mean practically? All it means practically to us, because we don't understand the full depth of all this, it means practically that Chabbei Shvat is a day like Yud Shvat, and it's a day like Yud Aleph Shvat. And the Rebbe says it's two times Yud Aleph, so it's even more. And therefore, this is a time that we have to reinforce our Amunah, reinforce all the activities that Rebbe told us to do, which bring Mashiach, whether it's learning Yad Mashiach Agula, having Amunah in Mashiach, and this time is conducive that if Chabbei Shvat was able to be the last phase in Gilu Mashiach, but through a negative thing, through the stalkers of the Rebbetzin, certainly we can be zeicha that this year it'll be a day connected to the last phase of Mashiach in a revealed way, not Chaz Hashom in a hidden way. And if the Rebbe says the final stage came after through Neshei of Bnei Yisrael, through a woman, so certainly the final is Galus. After all, the Rebbe's whole sikh is about Basi Ligani, the last maimim of the Friedrich Rebbe, the first maimim of the Rebbe. And this is all about finalizing the Golas. It all revolves around Basi Ligani. And the whole Basi Ligani came as a result of the yahrzeit of Rebbetzin Rivka, or Rebbetzin Shtenesara, again, the Rebbetzins. Because the Aveda, finishing off the Golas and bringing Geula, is connected to women have that power more than anyone else. And they're the ones who can bring this galus in a complete way. We should be zeichet to see it taken from Yad Mamash.